Happy Valentine's Day, Mama.
Oh, you got a kiss for your sweetheart this morning?
You bet I do. Of course, she's still downstairs getting ready.
You got any idea how hot this coffee is?
I hope so.
So, are you and Iola all done decorating for the Valentine's banquet?
Boy, are we ever. You are not going to recognize that church basement. We've hung over 500 glitter hearts on all them rusty, mildewed water pipes. I tell you, it is pure romance.
Oh, Naomi's going to love that. She goes nuts on Valentine's.
Yeah? What's her excuse the rest of the year?
Oh,
look what I got her.
A wrist corsage. Two carnations.
Well, what made you go with brown?
They were white last week. I bought early to avoid the Valentine's rush. No flies on me.
Not while that thing's around.
Oh, and I got her favorite candy. Red licorice whips on sale.
And they wonder who is going to fill Cary Grant's shoes.
I'll bet you anything, this is going to be the happiest Valentine's in Naomi's life. Oh, good morning, Skeeter.
Please get out of my way.
Happy Valentine's.
Oh, not until I've had my coffee.
Here. Here you go.
There were happier people at the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Where is the morning paper? Am I the only member of this family capable of picking up the morning paper?
I'll get it, Skeeter. You just sit there and relax.
Oh, so now I'm uptight? Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. I'm just saying that you're acting like... like you would sure enjoy reading the paper. I'll get it for you.
Lord, it never fails, does it? Valentine's Day, your wedding day, the big swim meet. All a girl has to do is circle an important date on the calendar, and bingo, Mr. Monthly Visitor.
Oh, I just can't believe that this is happening to me.
Well, sweetie, by now it shouldn't come as such a shock.
You don't understand. I was hoping I was pregnant. Vinton and I have been trying so hard. It's just not fair. I want to be with child.
Here's the paper, baby. I got dibs on the funnies. I can't start my day without little Lulu.
And you think you're not with child?
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, big guy. Got a hot date tonight?
The hottest. Bunny Vanderhaas. And I really want to impress her.
Well, you can't do any better than the banquet at the church. Iola and me used twice as much glitter as we did last year.
Hey, Mama, how come you two work so hard on the banquet, but you never go yourselves?
Because, honey, you have to have a date.
We could get dates if we wanted to. Iola and me just prefer to celebrate Valentine's in a little more traditional manner, that's all.
How?
By making popcorn and watching an old movie on TV.
What is so traditional about that?
We've done it for the past 6 years. Tonight we're going to watch Now Voyager with Betty Davis. Talk about your tearjerker.
To me, the real tearjerker is you sitting home watching TV on Valentine's without a man.
Well, why? It's the same thing I did on Valentine's when I had a man. Instead of watching Betty Davis, we watched the Three Stooges.
Ella, grab your purse. We got a crisis on our hands.
What? Who died?
Nobody died. We have sold out of tickets for the banquet. Reverend Meacham wants to set up a few extra tables in the vestry.
You mean we're a sellout?
I knew this was going to be the best banquet ever.
Well, not if we don't get another 400 hearts glittered and hung by 5 this afternoon.
Oh, I bet you we pull an even bigger crowd than that stripper who found God.
Get a move on. We have got a vestry to clean.
I'm coming. What's the use of doing church work if you can't take the time to glow?
I tell you, it just breaks my heart to think of your mama without a date on Valentine's.
Why's that?
Well, don't you think Grandma needs someone to put a little excitement into her life?
Mm. Not as long as she's got Iola. Okay, Mama. This box is all filled. 200 even.
Hey, hear that, everybody? 200 hearts in just a little over an hour. We're halfway there.
Only halfway? Oh, Miss Harper, I can't do any more. I'm not feeling well, you know.
Oh, no, you don't. Don't give me that. Just because Mother Nature stuck a burr under your saddle doesn't mean your fingers can't go.
Well, how long are we going to be tied up here? I still got to go to the mall and get Bunny's Valentine gift.
The faster you glue, the faster you can go throw your money away.
What are you getting her, Bubba?
I don't know. Anybody got any ideas?
Well, I do, Bubba. Every girl expects a dozen long stem red roses and a big heart-shaped box of chocolates for Valentine's Day. It's a must.
Roses? Well, you said you like carnations.
Well, not for Valentine's, honey. It's a real loser who doesn't prove his love by paying sky-high prices for candy and flowers tonight.
Bubba, how about I give you a lift over at the mall later on? A couple of things I need to pick up.
You know, all this candy talk is making me hungry. Y'all keep working here. I'm gonna run the kitchen and fix us a snack. Just checking.
You mean I gotta buy candy and flowers? I never knew a date on Valentine's was gonna be so expensive.
Well, it need not be, Bubba. A man doesn't prove himself by how much money he spends. He proves it by how much love is in his heart.
Did you hear that, Skeeter? Love, not roses.
Oh, what does Iola know about love?
I would choose to ignore that remark, Naomi. I'm sure it's just the my doll talking.
Oh, get over yourself, Iola. Closest you come to dating is your standing appointment with Mr. Ralph at the beauty shop.
Just because I do not flaunt my feminine attributes to the world, as you do, Naomi, does not mean I don't have a love life.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't see anyone taking you to the Valentine's Day banquet.
For your information, I was asked to the banquet. I turned the gentleman down.
Well, gee, Iola, why would you do a dumb thing like that?
Because I had already made plans with Thelma. I can't leave her alone on Valentine's night.
Are you nuts? You mean you turned down a date to watch an old movie with Miss Harper?
My friendship with Thelma is worth far more than a night of passion with the man of my dreams.
Oh, Iola. Well, I can't let her do this.
Oh, boy. Here come the eats.
Here you go, hon.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, by the way, Iola, did I tell you that the movie is off for tonight?
What?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it. You'll be able to find something else to amuse yourself, won't you?
You bet she will, right, I?
Yes, indeed. Thelma, are you sure you can't make it?
Yeah, absolutely. I will be out.
What do you mean, out?
Well, you know, not in. Out.
At night? You shouldn't go out alone, Grandma.
Oh, I won't be alone. Well, who will be with you?
Somebody else.
On Valentine's? Gee, Miss Harper, if I didn't know you better, I'd say you had a date.
Mama on a date? That's a good one.
It is not that funny, you pinheads. The truth is, I do have a date.
You do? Well, what a coincidence. Someone asked me out tonight, too.
No. Who's the lucky guy?
It's Dennis McGuire, Mother's chiropractor.
Practically a doctor.
You're in charge of the glitter. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
Well, I have to tell Dennis that we're on for tonight. Who would have thought Mother's slip disc would bring me such happiness?
Well, enough chit-chat. Everybody back to work.
Oh, no, Miss Harper. I want to know more about this date of yours.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Where'd you meet him?
Where's he taking you?
Well, good. Lord, you all sound like Robert Stack on Unsolved Mysteries.
Mama.
Oh, all right. His name is Mel. I met him down at the Senior Citizen Center. He's taking me to the Shea Ray.
Well, why didn't you tell us about Mel this morning?
Well, he only just asked me. He's a very unpredictable guy, and I never know what Mel's going to do.
I want to meet him. When is he picking you up?
Oh, not till way after y'all have gone to the banquet.
No. We are waiting right here till he comes.
That's right.
Yeah, and I'm going to bring Bunny by to meet him, too.
Oh, goody. All right, Thelma, we're down to the Z's. This is your last chance. Hello, may I speak to Zeke Zuckerman? No, this is Thelma Harper. I'm an old flame of his from years ago. Oh, I see. Well, does the doctor ever let him out of that oxygen tent, say, for a night on the town?
Who are you talking to, Grandma?
Wrong number. Have to go down the mall.
Terrible. There's not a rose or a heart-shaped box of chocolates left in town.
The best I could do was plastic tulips and diet candy.
Well, it's the thought that counts. So why don't you two boys run along? Hurry up, start getting ready. I'm sure this is going to be a night we'll never forget. No matter how hard we try. Knock, knock. Oh, get the rest of those hearts hung?
Yeah, no thanks to you. Where'd you run off to?
Well, I have a date tonight. I had a million things to do.
You know, Thelma, it's hard to believe you and I won't be spending Valentine's night in front of the TV.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Whoever would have dreamed we'd both get dates in the same year?
Oh, you know what I heard down at the church? Even Roselle Uplander has a date.
No, how about Santa Beef get herself a man?
Who knows? I always thought her only hope was Rent-A-Jet.
Rent-A-what?
You know, that sleazy escort service that advertises on the radio. Your fantasy man, we guarantee, call 555-GENT.
Got it memorized, do you?
Come on, Bill, I'd never sink that low.
Well, who in their right mind would?
Well, I better go get dolled up for tonight.
Okay, sweetie, run along. Have a ball. There's a man, guarantee, 555-GEN. Who the hell's a T? Hello, do y'all have any fantasy men for the Geritol generation?
See, I told you this would be fun.
Bubba, when are we going?
You know, I'm with Bunny. Why don't you young people just run on ahead to the banquet?
Oh, no, Bunny. None of us are going anywhere until Mel arrives.
I know. While we're waiting, why don't us gents present the ladies with our little gifts?
What a great idea, honey.
Okay, close your eyes.
Not you, Mama. We don't have any presents for you.
Well, there's a blessing.
Okay, open your eyes.
Benton, is this what you think of me? Cut-rate licorice and a dead corsage?
Beats rubber flowers and lean pralines.
Hey, yo, Bun, pass those pralines over my way.
Bubba, if this is a joke, I am not amused.
Say, Uncle Vint, I think maybe we better be getting to that banquet.
Yeah. I'll go warm up the pickup for the ladies.
Well, would you look at that?
Dad, there's a great big white limousine that pulled up in front of the house.
Wonder whose it is.
It must be Mel's. I'll get that.
Who was it, Mama?
Nobody. But why don't I go outside just in case, make sure he's gone.
Sweets for the sweet.
What is going on here? They were supposed to send me a 60-year-old, not some stud muffin.
It's Valentine's. We never have enough of the older guys to go around. But don't worry. The candy and roses are on the house.
Get that stinkweed out of my face, son.
Mama? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just dandy. Well, looks like the gang's all here.
Hello.
Mama, don't tell me this is Mel.
Okay, I won't. This is Bert, Mel's chauffeur.
Where is Mel?
He's waiting in the limo. He's real shy in front of strangers, kind of like Howard Hughes. Isn't that right, Bert? Bert!
Right.
And what have we here? Roses and a heart-shaped box of chocolates.
Benton, do you see this?
Big deal. Who wants a gift that takes no imagination?
Well, I do. She gets to ride in a limo while I am stuck hanging on for dear life in the back of a pickup truck. This is the worst Valentine's Day of my life.
Mine too. Wait up, Bud. You and me will ride in the cab.
We'll let these bozos tailgate.
Hold on, girls. We're coming.
Thanks a lot, Mama. Hey! Wait for me!
Well, Thelma, shall we be off?
No, you can just turn that limo back into a pumpkin. I'm gonna call it a night, or Mel, or whoever you are.
But you paid your $50. You're entitled to the show.
What show?
This one.
Good Lord, I'll bet the neighbors are just loving this. Lord, I swear, for $50, that guy could have taken off a lot less clothes and given me a lot more candy. Well, thank goodness I got Betty Davis's misery to cheer me up.
Knock, knock.
Iowa?
Well, I knew you were still up. Daddy had his telescope out and said you put your nightgown on over an hour ago.
You know what? One of these days that old man is going to get himself in big trouble.
What happened to your date?
Oh, Mel got fresh. I sent him home early. How'd it go with your chiropractor? You try and jump your bones?
Oh, my. I never had a date. Well, Naomi got me so mad I made the whole thing up.
You what?
I couldn't help myself. And then when I heard that you had a date too, I got so desperate I nearly called Rent a Gent.
Well, that is really rock bottom. You poor, pitiful thing. Well, don't worry about it, sweetie. Everything's going to be fine. I got enough flowers and candy here for the both of us.
No, those are yours.
Don't be silly. Here, have a nougat, Valentine.
Thank you, Thelma.
Oh, looky here. Paul Henry's about to light Betty Davis a cigarette.
Oh, this is my favorite part.
Oh.
Thelma, where does a girl find a man like Paul Henry nowadays?
Beats the hell out of me, sweetie. Last time I saw a guy with two cigarettes hanging out of his mouth, they were throwing knives at him at the circus.